This is Justin from Australia. I love three things: knives, bitches, and the DJ New Style Show.
I'm thinking about my doorbell. When you gonna ring it? When you gonna ring it? I'm thinking about my doorbell. When you gonna ring it? When you gonna ring it? I'm thinking about my doorbell. When you gonna ring it? When you gonna ring it? Yeah, I've been thinking about my doorbell.
That's fucking wicked, mate. Let's roll. Such a little fucking bitch! Show you dick knob.
Make a sound and I'll make you feel right. Right at home. Right at home.
Dude, man, I got fucking nothing to say.
No, you got me waiting in pain, but how come it's so easy to you?
Such a little fucking bitch!
Yeah.
The DJ New Style Show.
It's a trip. It's got a funky beat, and I can bug out to it.
The newest in
New Style Show.
Right up to your face and diss you.
Coming to you live from New Jersey. Safely isolated from Patterson, Irvington, Camden, and Newark. We proudly bring to you the DJ New Style Show.
This talk is not good.
And the homo is getting punchy.
Are you guys having a killer time?
Oh, yes.
Sweet.
No. No, no. No.
Yeah.
Hey, Donna! Did you start the coffee yet?
Oh, snap. Welcome, welcome, one and all, to the Magical Mystery Tour. See, I need to come up with a clever rhyme like Best in Show. Love the hell out of this show, wearing the shirt. But you're listening to the DJ New Style Show right now. Exclusive Tuesday night programming on Hear Us Talk. That's hearustalk.com. The thing you're doing with your ears right now, unless you're deaf, and if you are, I apologize, but I can't get into any of that because of a little band that we all know of and love. That's right, you guessed it. Rammstein. Goddamn. Oh. Thank you for tuning in. Professional fade out, ladies and gentlemen. Professionally fading it out. Got a lot to get to tonight. This is the DJ New Style Show, part of the concrete Tuesday night lineup of HearUsTalk.com. With me, as always, Germ Freak. Germ Freak, how are you tonight, buddy?
Hey, what's up, New Style?
Hey, you know, it's a little bit of a milestone. You guys might know from listening to previous shows that I love the number 5. I'm obsessed with things being divisible by five. I like things in arrangements of five. Tonight is Germ Freak's 25th appearance on the DJ New Style Show. Germ Freak, give yourself a round of applause, and I want to hear it.
That's so exciting.
Please give yourself a round of applause. It's rousing. It's a rousing round of applause. Germ, you've earned it. 25 shows consecutively. I don't think I've done one without you since you've started.
Right, right. Absolutely.
You excited?
Yeah, I couldn't sleep all night last night thinking about it.
Seriously? Are you lying to me?
Yes, I am.
You're making light of what could be...
I'm making light of it. Yeah, if you didn't tell me it was my 25th time, I would have never known.
You know what you are? You're a son of a bitch.
I apologize.
Not in the literal sense. I'm not saying your mom's a bitch or anything like that, but you're a little bit of a son of a bitch tonight. You're acting like a Krabby Pants. Germ, seriously. 25 shows. It's amazing. It's amazing. We've actually gotten our first listener submission, and I wouldn't even, you know, he's well beyond the status of just, you know, average listener. It's our buddy Raph, who you call Ralph. He's got 12 Ralph. Names. Are you familiar with Ralph?
I have heard of him before.
How familiar are you with him? You ever attend anything of his?
I went to his wedding.
Okay. Well, let's see what he sent in a couple clips. We'll play one, and then we'll play him periodically throughout the show as we progress. Just to remind everybody, 25th show, Germ Freak. I love the number 5. 25, Germ, is probably the ultimate 5 number, if you're obsessed with 5s, because it's 5 squared, 25.
You can't get better than that.
You could do 55 squared, but who knows what that is. You'd have to involve all kinds of Asians in calculators, and I don't want to do that. Let's play the clip here.
Yes, Germ Freak celebrates his 25th episode of the DJ New Style Show. We now take a look back at some of Germ's earlier moments.
I think it's a little absurd that you're bringing magazines into your public restroom and enjoying yourself as you take a dump. You should be getting in and out of there ASAP and getting back to work.
Wow. What a moment to be proud of. Germ, if you ever had an Oscar, a Lifetime Achievement Award, anything like that, that would definitely be something that that should be on there. Your hatred of bathroom magazines. I never understand it. I need to read when I'm taking a dump.
Why do you feel you need to enjoy yourself? It's not an enjoyable situation.
I don't like to keep my mind idle. I like to read. I like to learn new things. I mean, you obviously do not, but I do. And I'm getting rid of something, but yet I'm gaining something in reading this article, whatever I've picked up off the bookshelf, which we've installed in our bathroom.
You have a bookshelf in your bathroom?
Yeah, at work. I think I've mentioned it before. We have a... what used to be like an inbox, the old inbox that they'd use in offices, they'd have somebody's name under it. The mail would go in there for somebody. Well, we just have little metal shelves filled with magazines, old magazines, like from, I think, going back as far as 05. We have a veritable shit archive, just shitty wiped magazines, which we know are contaminated, according to you, the definitions of contamination. That's what that is. We need. To have this reading material. We all agree that it's you learn more, you keep your mind active, you're ready when you go back to your desk to do the job that you don't like anymore. It keeps you in it.
Did you ever stay in there longer just to pretend like you were going to the bathroom, but just simply to finish the article?
Yes, every time. Absolutely every time.
Did you ever actually get urine or anything on the newspapers there, or what?
I've never urinated on a magazine.
But that, did you actually get reading, on there?
That I was reading, let's just say
do
that.
Do you put that magazine on the floor of the bathroom, like when you're ready to wipe your ass?
No, I mean, when I'm going to wipe my ass, I'll put it, like, in. Since I'm in a stall, I'm not shitting in the urinal, I've got the door, and where the door is, the door jamb, there's a little slot. You can just shove the magazine in the slot and kind of wedge it in there, and then you do what you have to do.
That's nice.
It's what's... Germ, what's wrong with it, please?
It's a little unconventional.
Have you ever read while you're taking a dump?
No.
I mean, I encourage you to try this, Germ. And I'll tell you why I encourage you to try this. You're at your own home. You use your own bathroom. It'll be your own magazines. You'll know no one will contaminate it. I think you'll find it. I think you'll find it enjoyable.
Do you do a courtesy flush?
Never. I always need to see what I produce. Always.
So you like to sit there while it's fermenting?
So be it. I if I'm not done with the article, I'll leave it there. I'll let it float. I need to see what's going on, and I still need to finish the article. There's a lot of I have a list of things I have to accomplish when I'm taking a dump at work. Apparently, I really do. So we have feedback coming. If you want to send some feedback, it's DJ New Style Radio on AOL Instant Messenger. We're also on Pal Talk. I'm DJ New Style. He's Germ Freak. Our buddy Drew Tyre here. Very dedicated listener. He's watching us right now. He says, I bet Germ puts antibacterial on his toilet paper before wiping. Have you ever considered that?
No, I don't. I have not considered that. That's not something I thought of because I just wash my hands before I wipe my ass. Do you wash your hands first before you wipe your ass?
No. There's no sink in the bath. Unless I'm in the handicap stall, I have no opportunity to do that. I'm not gonna just create some kind of a gushy mess between my cheeks and walk up, wash my hands, and then go back and wipe.
That's all I'm asking you. You're at work. You're touching keyboards, phones, blah, 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 blah.
Sure.
You got germs on your hand. Then you wipe your ass, you put those germs in your anus. You don't wash your hands first before you put them in your anus?
Usually, I'll tell you this, Germ. You know that I pride myself on being able to take a dump very quickly. It's because I wait until
phenomenal how quickly you go.
I wait until the absolute last minute, the very last second before a disaster occurs. I leave myself enough time to get there, to get the job done. I am not going to spend time soaping up and washing my hands. I'll take care of it at the end. And sometimes, Germ, you're lucky if I do that. No, I wash my hands every time, unlike somebody else, which we'll get to in a little bit.
We'll
get to in a little bit. We have to talk about that.
Yes, we do.
But Germ, have you ever considered putting like Purell on your asshole or some other kind of?
No. I just wash my hands before they enter my asshole.
So you're satisfied with wiping paper against it? You think that's the best way?
With wiping paper, what am I going to use? I wouldn't even wiping paper against
a baby wipe, maybe.
A baby wipe or a softkin?
A what?
A softkin? Is that what you mean?
A softkin? I don't think I've ever heard of that. I never have.
It's not. It's like a cottonelle type of situation. It's not actually something that you use for a baby. I'm not going to use something for a baby on my ass.
Well, they make them for adults. I have to admit, I've never used one either. But I mean, I'm not opposed to it, like you seem to be.
It's a nice, refreshing feeling.
That's good. Okay, this is the DJ New Style Show. A couple of guys talking about refreshing feelings that occur in your anus. Very good. Tune in. Download all the old episodes. Sheepy's saying that Purell will burn. I'm just trying to point out that I think Germ might be the type of guy to take a burning anus just to ensure that it's clear.
No. I don't mind a burning anus. I prefer... No. This is what I'm saying. I prefer a burning anus to an itchy anus. Do you?
I never prefer a burning anus. I don't know about you. I don't ever want my anus to feel as though it's something that's being engulfed in flames.
Well, whatever. I would prefer that over the other thing.
You want your anus to seem like a 1968 Viet Cong village rather than just be a little itchy.
I prefer burning to itching. I prefer a burning asshole to itchy asshole.
So your ultimate nightmare is an itchy, burning asshole.
Well, the burn will take away the itch.
Not always. That's why they sell Tough Actin Tenactin, for the itching, the cracking, the burning. That's what it's for. I mean,
that Tenactin is for what now?
That's for your toes. But I'm imagining if it can happen between your toes, it can happen between your cheeks. It's all flesh. It's just that your toes don't have holes in between them unless you're... you know, shooting up or something like that. But it's
insane.
You think
that girls have the same mess that guys do? I mean, do girls make messes like guys, do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, have you ever smelled any gas released from your wife? I'm trying to be delicate and completely respectful.
You know I have not. You know I have not.
You never have.
I never have in 20 years.
Never. In 20 years. She's scared of that. I think I remember you saying that. That is madness to me. Right. Madness. She is Irish, therefore she's got terrible gas. And she's hiding it from you for 20 years. She's either very frightened of what you might do, or she's just really, really respectful of your needs.
Well, listen, let's get back to my other point.
Oh, right? Let's do that.
Do women, do they make messes like men do? And what I mean by that, do they ever have
Have you ever taken a health class? Do you know the biological difference between women and men? I mean, it's aside from one's an innie and one's an outie, it's really not that much different.
Well,
both men and women have the capacity to produce the chutney stew that we call diarrhea.
Isn't it difficult to just envision a beautiful girl just going that doing that? Isn't it? Isn't that just the hardest thing to imagine?
I mean, you don't want to picture that. I see your point there. You don't want to. But then you're reminded by seeing certain footage shot in Asia that it is quite possible. Not only possible, but preferred in certain parts of the world. The fact that Tony Bin in the Opie fan room is saying LOL means that he's just... he's completely familiar with what you're proposing is impossible.
Tony Bin has never-ending porn. It just goes on and on and on.
Let's not steal Fred from Brooklyn's bit, please.
Okay? I apologize.
Thank
from
you.
From who?
No, it's okay.
Oh.
It's Germ, it's amazing to me. 25 shows. And just so
like
many...
Like I said, if you didn't tell me, I wouldn't have remembered.
Yeah, I know. It's no big fucking deal to you. It's no great shakes, as they say. Nothing too amazing. But Raph has managed to pick out at least three moments that he has determined as very, very good. This one is actually in line with what we were just talking about here.
As Germ Freak celebrates his 25th episode of the TJ New Style Show, we now take a look back at some of Germ's earlier moments.
Yeah, well, you know, I entered the bathroom, and obviously it has not been cleaned in a while, and as you can see, the man's ass was quite large, apparently, and you could see the toilet bowl seat, the back of the toilet bowl seat. When he takes a dump, it gets lodged on the back of the seat.
Amazing. Obviously, you've been in a lot of people's houses for, you know, whatever it is that you do. Do you remember that particular occasion, Germ, where you happened into somebody's bathroom doing whatever it is you happened to do, and you saw that shit had been lodged at the very top and back of the toilet bowl, as if this guy just shitting blows the shit on the wall of it and it stays there, never to be cleaned again? Do you remember this?
Yeah, I've seen it numerous times. That's why I don't like to look. I wish everybody would keep the toilet seat lid down. I don't like looking inside of a toilet bowl. It's repulsive. No matter how clean it is, it's just a repulsive, repulsive thing. Please keep the lids down at all times, please.
I always keep mine up. I keep the seat you sit on down. Because you never know. I might rush in there and I have to, and I'm bringing gifts. And it's go time. But if I have to pee, I don't care. I'll aim. I'm good at aiming, Germ, so I don't even bother. I don't think that seat ever comes up except to clean the toilet.
When you trip on the, when you say you don't, do you pick, you don't pick up the toilet seat when you squirt, do you?
No, I do not. Now, it's like an Olympic event, Germ. It's sort of like piss archery. You want to get in between.
Did you ever dribble on the seat?
Of course.
Do you wipe it?
Yeah. Am I gonna fucking leave it there to dry?
Well, I'm just asking you. I know what kind of an animal you were.
Well, we have Drew Tyre here checking in again. He's wondering what kind of an animal your wife might be. He says he bets that your wife pees in the shower, and you never even know it.
Never, ever, 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 ever.
You don't know? How would you know? Do you monitor her showers all the time?
Listen.
Go ahead. I'm listening.
There's just things you know.
You just know that she's not doing that.
Right. Do you know you have a $1,000 bill in your wallet right now? No, so there you go.
So, since I know, because I've seen my wallet, and I know it doesn't have it, that is, you know, directly relatable to your
girls,
wife pissing in
there. Girls, I don't think girls can pee in a shower, because it...
What?
The, it, It'll get all over their legs.
They're in water.
It'll get all over their legs.
It doesn't matter. It's going to be off their legs instantly. What are you talking about? That seriously is the most insane thing that you've ever said.
Do you think that there's girls that pee in the shower?
I would almost say I guarantee it, yes. Yes, I guarantee it. Your wife does it, and she loves it. Drew Tyer. He's beating you up today. Drew Tyer is
Drew Tyer.
Drew Tyer, listen, you don't know who he is. He knows who you are. That, let's just put it that way. He knows who Germ Freak is. He's been listening to the show for a very, very long time. He's a loyal, loyal listener of it. And he's telling it like it is. Drew Tyer is the truth, ladies and gents. And Germ, you mean to tell me you've never pissed in a bathtub or a shower? A bathtub is gross.
Listen,
I'll tell you that.
I've never urinated ever in a bathtub, shower, anything to clean myself. Never. Have you?
Yes, I've pissed in the shower.
And the shower that your family goes into?
Yes, I have.
You sick fuck.
Aim for the drain, Germ.
Have some respect for the
aim
people.
Aim for the drain.
Have some respect for the people.
It's all practice for the piss archery that I do on a daily basis, a few times a day. It's normal.
I mean, listen. Do you use the same shower that your mother uses?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Just think of her stepping around and sloshing around in your fucking urine. How revolting
I would
is
prefer
that?
Not to do that, actually. I don't want to picture that, because I'm not... See, Jerm, what I'm not doing is filling up a goddamn kiddie pool with piss and inviting everybody to splish-splash along like it's some kind of a fucking a swimming hole. It's going down a drain immediately and being followed by water to flush it away.
I don't know. It shows a little disrespect, that's all, but...
Maybe it does, but how do I know that they're not doing it? Maybe I'm trying to combat their piss. It's a thundering mess
in the
outside
shower?
Right now. What's that?
You think your mother's pissing in the shower? You think your father pisses in the shower?
I think everybody is pissed in the shower at one point
for
or another.
Christ's sake.
I think you're full of shit. I think your wife pisses every day.
I never did.
Do your kids take showers or baths?
Two take baths, one take shower.
They piss in the shower and they piss in the bath.
Well, I
and
don't.
When they, and when the showering kids were in the bath, they pissed in the bath too.
You know what Lukey does? Lukey takes a bath and he lays on his back. Well, I'm monitoring him, of course. And he lays on his back so that his ding-a-ling is sticking out of the water, and he pees like a little fountain.
Like a goddamn fountain. Well, would
like
you look
fountain.
At this?
Phone is ringing. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show with Germ Freak on his 25th episode. I don't even know. It doesn't matter. He doesn't care. Who's this?
It's Ryan.
Ryan, what's going on? And this is Rotgut.
Good.
What's going on, buddy?
Oh, man, just cruising down the road. I wanted to gross Frank out, man.
Where you? What state are you in right now?
Huh?
What state are you in?
State? New York. I'm on my way to Albany.
Albany?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. So what's going on in New York?
Like 20 minutes.
Oh, cool. So what's going on? You get any horse tonight? Any lot lizards?
Nah, man, I don't mess with those girls. You guys have seen me, man. I don't need those girls. I can get a girl anywhere I want.
So are you implying that
out here.
Are you implying that in us seeing you that we would have to believe you're an attractive guy?
Oh, you seen me on cam.
Well, I mean you're basically guy. No, you're basically saying that, well, I mean you've seen me, obviously. Someone like me would never go to a prostitute. I'm just saying I'm not the dude to go to if you're asking me to verify your handsomeness. Germ, why don't you go ahead and do that?
Oh, I'm not. But listen, did you take a shower in one of those places today or what?
Yeah, actually, I just took a shower about an hour ago.
Did you wear?
I tell you what, there's a hell of a thought for you. Just think of how many trucks took a shower in that stall before me.
But listen to me. Explain the scenario to me. You went to a gas station and showered?
Yeah. They got showers set up that every truck stop usually got about 10 to 20 showers. You know,
are they private or can you see everything?
Oh, they're private. You know, you get a security code to get you in the door. Go in the door, you lock the door behind you, and they're completely private.
Now, let me ask you this. Have you ever been in the situation where you don't have toiletries, where you don't have any soap?
Oh, no, no. I always have my own stuff. Okay. They will provide soap.
Oh, Germ, that's perfect. So, let's say you needed a shower on the road. You go to one of these truck stops. You don't have any soap. You can just take their soap.
Do they give you, like, a shower cap and a robe as well, or no?
No, but they give you towels and a washcloth and a little personal bar of soap.
Do you use the shower shoes, or do you go in there barefoot?
I got a pair of sandals I wear in there.
See that, Germ? Sandals. You think they're gay.
Listen to me.
You think they're gay, but they help you.
Have you been in a shower right after a guy was finished, and you went in there, and the shower was still warm and everything?
Yeah, actually.
Now, isn't that kind of gay?
I ain't going in the shower while he's in there.
Yeah, but his essence is still in there. His warmth of his body is still in there. His fresh filth is all over the tiles. There's maybe some of his hair, some of his curlies might even be in there.
I've got sticky substances on the wall. I've turned right back around.
You've seen what?
I said I've gone into a shower before, and there's been some white sticky substances on the wall.
How do you know they were sticky? See, things don't look
sticky to the wall.
Things don't look sticky; they feel sticky.
And if it's on the wall, and I not think going down. I would assume it's sticky. I'm not sticking my finger in it.
Now listen. So here's gross. The deal. You know when you put the shower on, you're turning the knob and everything. And the guy before you could have turned that knob after he just touched his nuts. Does that bother you?
He could have done that.
I try not to think about that, man, because I don't really have much of a choice. It ain't like I got a shower in my truck, you know? It's either I take a shower in the truck stops, or I go months without showering, and I don't want to do that, man. I'd rather just take a shower in the truck stop.
What's the longest, have you gone a while without showering ever?
About 4 days. But that's
and
I need to shower. I move it too much. I load appointments and this and that. And I don't do anything anyways, you know. I basically just sit on my ass all day long, you know. Stare at the road, listen to radio.
Yeah, but you're in that truck, you know. You're in that truck. It's not exactly that, you know, it can't be the most ventilated place ever. You're just, with each day, you get filthier and filthier. Germ, how long do you think you could go without taking a shower? What's the longest you've gone, and how long do you think you could go?
I won't go more than 2 days, because then you just feel that film all over you.
Yeah, it's disgusting. I need to shower every day.
See, the question should be, how long could you stay in your bedroom without showering? Because that's really what my truck is like. It's like my bedroom. You know, it's not like what you would think. I mean, hell, I got carpet on every surface that I put in here myself.
I'm sure of that. Yeah, I'm sure of that. It's just that eventually, within at least the 4 days that you're unbathed, you're gonna have to go and communicate with people on more of a face-to-face level, probably on a professional level.
Oh yeah, every day I talk to people. You know, I have to. My job.
Hey, listen. Have you ever seen anything like disturbing while on your route? Like anything?
I'm sure he has, Germ. The question would be, what's the most disturbing thing that you've seen on your route?
Depends on how you mean by disturbing. Well, like disturbing sexual, disturbing weird, disturbing.
Well, one, give us one of each. Give us one of each.
Give us a weird sexual one. Oh God, I can't help it.
A weird sexual one. I picked up this girl in Denver. She was on my truck for about a week. We did everything under the sun, you know, in the back of my truck sexually. But I think the weirdest part about it is the girl herself, the story she had to tell. Like, she was telling me of this kid, Jeremy Sebastian Sinclair, out in Bakersfield, California, back in the 70s, that you know, killed a whole bunch of people, and how it's like one of the most haunted streets in Bakersfield is Oleander Street. She would tell me this while we were having sex. She would tell me stories about this. I think that was about the most bizarre sexual thing that's ever happened on my truck.
What was her deal? She was.
I ended up dropping her off with a bed bugger, though, and let her go on her own way.
Was she homeless?
Uh
oh.
I think, did we lose him?
Yeah.
Well, it looks like he's been knifed by a hobo. So maybe we'll get him back there in a little bit. Jerm, I don't know. Do you think he's ever had sex with homeless people? I'd have to say yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I couldn't fuck the homeless. I don't know. I don't care how hot a female bum you find. I don't think I could fuck the homeless. Do you think that you could if you washed up a really attractive homeless girl?
I'm married.
Let's say, Jerm, I understand that you're married, right? I understand that. But perhaps, Jerm, perhaps in another plane, in another life, if you were... Bingo, that's how I wanna be. If you were single, would you do that?
I don't think I could.
Yeah, the homeless thing, the idea of her being homeless, even if she's clean... washed up and attractive to you, the idea that she doesn't have a house really kind of would turn me off. I don't know. She's got nowhere to live, so now I'm gonna have her eating beans out of a can in my fucking living room. I don't know. It's not too appealing. We had Rock Gut calling, and I missed the call. I don't know, man. Ryan is a man of the roads and the byways and highways, as they say. Craziness. Absolute craziness. Jerm, 25 episodes in the can. In the can? Well, no, 24. But you're on your 25th show right now. And we have one last clip from our buddy Raphael from Connecticut, who is an integral part of the DJ New Style show and its production and all that. We have Ryan on the line, but hold on a second, buddy. Hold on. We have one more clip to play. So I'm going to lower your audio for right now. Okay, here we go. This is the last...
Yes, Jerm Freak celebrates his 25th episode of the DJ New Style Show. We now take a look back at some of Jerm's earlier moments.
Okay, and one of my oldest daughter, Kayla, the cheerleader, one time I asked her that, and she said, "But Daddy, I want to live my own life." And that just, I just had to go into the bathroom and control my kids.
And there it is, ladies and gents. Your daughter wants her own life, German. It's not something to hate on. Not something to hate on at all. 316-768-4472. We have our buddy Ryan the trucker. He's back now, right? Ryan, you here?
Yeah, sorry guys, I lost signal there.
That's all right. Riding the roads. It's okay.
Hey,
man, every day.
Hey, Ryan, listen to me, Ryan. You there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm listening.
This woman, was she a homeless woman?
She's more down on her luck than homeless. She's a traveler, vagabond. I don't know, man. It wasn't the proudest moment of my life. I had just become a trucker, and it's not even those things. She just had something about her, man, some kind of appeal. I don't normally do that kind of thing, but, you know, I bought her some liquor and... Fucking, we got drunk. I was in a bad way as it was, fighting with the wife, and I just said to hell with it.
Wait, hold on. Let me ask you something. Oh, go ahead, Jerm. Go ahead. I know where you're going. Go ahead.
Wait a second. Whoa. You're married, right?
Yep.
So you cheated on your wife?
Wait, how is it not cheating? You had a wife.
Me and my wife are swingers.
Oh, okay.
What?
So, it's okay. It's okay.
Fuck.
So apparently,
apparently
swinging means it's okay to have sex with the occasional vagabond, down on her luck, homeless traveler. Scoop cheese out of her unwashed vag.
She wasn't homeless. She was actually right out of jail.
Oh, even better, sexy. Let me get some of that jail cheese. Put it on a cracker. Just disgusting. Did you scoop any substance out of there? Did you notice any, like gorgonzola or some shit? Like, it's unwashed for how long?
I don't know how. I made sure she had baths and shit. No, I gave her showers off my car.
Yeah, I mean, our buddy Drew Tyre wants to put fucking peach slices in it. He's calling her cottage cheese cooch. I can't even fucking pronounce it. It's too much alliteration.
She was clean. I don't mess around with nasty girls. I'm not like that.
Ryan, can I ask you a couple quick questions? And are you really a swinger?
Yes.
So you partaken in group sex?
Oh yeah, I have.
How many? What was the most? What was the highest number of attendees? I guess we could say.
The first time I ever went to a swingers party, it was actually a buddy of mine's 25th birthday party, and he was living in a studio efficiency apartment. I walked in, and there was probably 15 to 20 people all in a pile, naked. On top of the pile was my dude, Hippie Matt, who had a broken back. He had a
Hold on. Let me back you up a second.
I gotta build this up, baby.
So your first group sex experience was at a fucking concentration camp? The way you describe it is so completely unsexy. Just naked people stacked on top of one another.
Were they throwing a glass or what?
Everybody was fucked up. Like I said, my buddy's apartment, the studio efficiency apartment, so there really wasn't that much room. It was people on top of people. It was actually pretty interesting.
Listen to me, Ryan. There's a slew of questions that are just bombarding my brain right now. Were you, how do I explain it? Was your wife into this before you met her?
No.
So you converted her into the life of a swinger?
Right, that's one of the reasons why it didn't work out.
Oh, okay. She was tired of sharing you with fucking women that slept under bridges and overpasses.
So, what's it like to watch your wife have sex with another man?
Oh, it's a hell of a turn on.
Well, wait, hold on. I don't know if we have time for that, Jen. Let me check the clock here real quick.
It's question time.
Oh, we're asking some questions. It's question time.
Oh, it looks like you've done did it now, motherfuckers. It's question time. Jerm has just asked way too many questions, and he will continue to ask a few more to our buddy Ryan the Trucker, who sleeps with homeless
people and is a swinger.
Ryan,
I'm going to ask you a bunch of questions. Please answer them as briefly as possible. If I ask you to expound on it, I will say expound, please. Please do not go over your time limit.
Okay.
Now, the first time your wife was involved with this, how did you convince somebody who's not into swinging to get into swinging? How did you convince your wife into this? Please explain.
Start from the beginning of the relationship. You don't let it go into the relationship and then try and suggest a threesome. You start from the beginning and you say, look, I can't be faithful. I have to have other girls, you know?
And she was willing to cooperate and try it out. Is that what you're saying?
Right. After time. Well, not at first so much, but after time. You know, it basically started from she asked me what my fantasy was. I said, you know, typical guy's fantasy, me and two girls. And I asked her what her fantasy was, and hers was her and two guys.
All right, listen to me. No holding back. Please explain to me some of the scenarios you were in. So you've had sex with your wife and another woman at the same time, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Have you ever had sex with your wife and another man together?
Yes.
Okay. Whoa. Now, how do I explain this? Did your wife perform fellatio on the other gentleman?
Yes.
Okay, and first of all, I want to thank you for just answering yes or no. I appreciate that. Did she go back and forth sucking your dick and sucking his dick?
Yes.
Okay. Did it bother you that guy's pre-cum was all over your dick? Does that bother you?
No. I don't think about it.
Are you a bisexual?
No.
Okay. Did your dicks touch together at all?
Nope.
Hesitation. That's hesitation, Holmes.
Did you put your did one penis go in one hole and another penis went in another hole? That happened?
At opposite ends.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
I couldn't talk her into the other way.
Okay.
Oh,
let me ask
you prefer that.
I've never done that. I always wanted to.
Did she have two dicks in one mouth at the same time?
No. I wouldn't do that.
Did you make eye contact with the guy while he was fucking his wife?
Yeah, Yeah, man, we gotta give each other thumbs up. No, man. I was looking at her.
Have you ever double stuffed in your wife's vagina?
Do what?
Has your wife's vagina ever been double stuffed?
No.
Okay, let me ask you a question, and be honest, no holding back. We're just among friends here. Please explain how many times you've had sex with your wife and another man has been involved. Please give me a number of how many times this occurred.
At least a dozen.
Okay. Do you wear protection?
Yes.
Does your wife... Were you pushing her into this, or was she genuinely enjoying this that was going on? Was she enjoying it, or was she doing it for you, and she was very unhappy as she was doing it?
She was enjoying it, but I think deep down she wanted just me.
And yet you subjected her to this torture.
It wasn't torture. Like I said, she was enjoying it.
I see. Now, please explain how many times... was there any occasion where you had sex with your wife and more than one other guy?
No.
Okay. Did you compliment the guy while he was fucking your wife?
Wait! Compliment him?
Yes, did you compliment
him? Hey! Nice sack!
Not like that. Maybe like his technique. I wouldn't compliment him on his looks, but I compliment him on his technique.
Okay.
Frank, do you think that's gay to compliment another guy that you're sharing your wife with?
I'm getting over the fact how you can... Well, let me ask you this. Let me get a little deeper here, Ryan. If this was a woman that you genuinely loved and wanted to spend the rest of your life with, would you get involved in a swinging lifestyle with her?
Dude, say that one more time. I'm sorry.
Okay. If this was a woman that you genuinely loved and wanted to spend the rest of your life with and grow old with, would you be involved in this particular lifestyle with her?
Yeah.
Okay. Please explain how many times you've had sex with your wife and another woman.
Oh. At least a dozen.
I have a question, Jerm, if I may cut in. I'm sorry. This doesn't happen often. I'll keep it quick. Okay. Have you ever, you and the other guy, while you were both tag-teaming your wife, did you ever mix your semen in the same place when you were completed?
No.
Never. No. So you each chose a different landing zone.
Well, unless you're counting the base.
Well, now, did your load ever touch his load?
Yeah, but not.
But
my junk never touched his load.
Yeah, but your would-be kids did. You arranged a would-be play date on her face.
Let me ask you a question. Was your wife on birth control during this process?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Have you had sex with your wife and more than another woman? Like, have you had three women at one time?
We've gone up to about three different girls and two different other guys one time.
Okay.
With my wife.
Are there any photographs or videography of this particular, of any of this?
On my personal computer at home, which she won't let me touch because we're going through some tough times right now.
Okay. Let me ask you this question. What's it like when you have... Excuse me?
We're not going through hard times because of the sexual aspect. We're going through hard times for other aspects, but okay. I'll go ahead and answer your question.
Okay.
Sounds
Let's
like you and your wife have been through a couple hard times.
Let me ask you a question. Did another guy ever ejaculate inside your wife's mouth?
Yes.
Uh-oh.
Did you snowball your wife after that?
Did I do what with my wife after what?
Did you snowball her afterwards?
No.
Okay. What's it like when you kiss your wife knowing that another guy's cum was in there not too long ago? How does that make you feel inside?
She brushes her teeth afterwards.
Oh, know? So okay. Now it's on her toothbrush now.
It's on her toothbrush, yeah, exactly.
Oh, my God.
I use her toothbrush.
Now,
is she sitting there like Irene Cara in Fame when these guys are ejaculating in her mouth? I mean, is she enjoying this or is she doing it for you?
I want to live forever.
I think, I think it's a bit of both.
Okay. Let's get to the girls. Does your wife partake in homosexual activity?
Did she go for girls? Oh yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Oh yeah, she does.
Okay. Did another girl ever suck on your ding-a-ling and your wife watched this and got turned on by it?
Oh yeah.
Okay. What's the let's get to the group sex thing now. Have you had sex with people over the age of 50?
No.
Okay. We have a question from a listener. We have a question from a listener. Again, Drew Tyre. Drew Tyre, big time fan. Have you ever peed on your wife?
No, I don't get it. I don't get into any kind of urination or scat.
That's where you draw the line.
That's
is that what you're
gross.
Saying? That's where
yes.
you draw the line. Okay.
I draw the line of urination and scat.
All right,
that's just nasty to me.
Has anybody peed on your wife?
No.
Are you sure?
If they did, I don't know about it. And I don't want to.
We got a caller here. We got another caller. Let's see if this completely just ruins everything. You're on the DJ New Style Show with Ryan the Trucker and Germ Freak on his 25th appearance on the DJ New Style Show. Who's this?
Hey, this is Ryan. What's up, dude?
Another Ryan.
What's going on, everybody?
So we have two Ryans on the phone. Are you also a trucker?
No, I am not.
What do you got for us?
What I got for you guys? Are you ready for this one? Okay, here we go.
Yes, that's why I asked you what you have. Let's go. What do you got? He hung up. Good. So, Ryan the Trucker, Germ, continue your wonderful... But I don't know. Let me just see if the clock's okay.
It's question. Okay. It's question time.
Oh, we're asking some questions. It's question time.
That's right. It is certainly question time on the DJ New Style Show. Very, very nice.
Ryan, listen, Ryan. During these group sessions, are people? How do you know these people are disease free? And are they wearing protection?
They're wearing protection, and most of the people that I mean, it's not 100% foolproof, but no sexual activity is. You know, but most of the people that are there are swingers and only mess with swingers. You know, swingers only mess with swingers. We keep it in the lifestyle. If we find out somebody's got a disease, they're not welcome to any of these things.
But let me ask you this question.
Have you ever pretended to be Abraham Lincoln while having sex with your wife? Because you are known for wearing a very short stovetop pipe hat, and you have an Abraham Lincoln beard.
No, but I will keep that in mind for the next time.
Ryan, listen to me, Ryan. Maybe you answered it, I don't know. But are condoms worn at all times?
Yes.
Okay. Has your ass ever accidentally bumped into somebody's, like, erect dick?
No.
Okay. Let me ask you a question. Have you your butt ever rubbed against somebody else's butt?
No.
Okay. Do people when they ejaculate, do they rip their condoms off and ejaculate all over the women?
Sometimes.
Okay.
What is the gayest thing that has ever happened to you in your adventures of being a swinger? The most gayest act or most gayest whatever. You know what I'm talking about. I can't fucking speak. Excuse me.
Well, the gayest act that's ever happened to me.
Yeah.
Well, I've had guys try to do things with me, and they've been persistent about it, and I've just had to get up and walk out of the party before I have to do something drastic.
Now, when you say persistent, what do you mean persistent? Like asking or just doing?
Well, when I'm not looking, like if I'm going down on a girl, I felt like a hand or a mouth on me. I look down and it's been a guy.
Oh, boy. Go ahead, Jim.
You felt the mouth where, Ryan? You felt the mouth where, Ryan?
On my junk, man. On my cock. What?
What the fuck?
How long did it take you to realize? How long did it take you to realize it was a dude? And did the guy look like Schneider from Too Close to Comfort for Comfort?
I said he went all the way down and I felt the stubble.
You tried to like caress the supposed woman's face, and you felt what amounts
you've
to a beard.
Listen to me, Ryan. We gotta get this straight.
No.
Have you ever had?
There's no making that straight, Frank.
Even for the briefest of moments, Ryan. Even for the briefest of moments, have you had another guy's mouth around your penis?
Not by choice, but yes.
Oh
boy! Wow.
And I made sure that it wasn't there for much longer.
Wow. So you've had a guy stroke you and blow you for like an instant.
Yeah, it was like a second or two.
Germ, does the length of time matter?
No, it doesn't.
Oh, I apologize. Well, I mean,
I think it does. What if some guy broke the room and you were just lying there all, you know, sprawled out, spread eagle naked, and just started going down on you and you woke up to it?
All right, hold on. We have a caller here from Australia. What do you think of Ryan's situation where a guy accidentally blew and jacked him off?
Dude, you gotta fucking admit, that's a little gay.
Oh, it was Justin from Australia. He just hung up. Sorry, guys. Germ, why don't we wrap this up?
I'm a little flabbergasted, but you know what, Ryan? I want to thank you for calling in. You're a very nice guy, a very genuine guy.
Can you leave him on a less gay note? Like, can you ask him one question so he can at least partially redeem himself?
All right, let's talk about the female. You say you have you ever had two girls performing fellatio on you at the same time?
Oh, yeah. I've got a girl on my lap, a girl on my face at the same time while they kissed. Oh, yeah, I've done.
All right, well, there you go. You can't get better than that.
But you had a dude blow you. Thank you very much for calling the show.
All right.
Thank you very much. And continue to listen and don't hate me and try to kill me and stuff. Very nice. Jerm, I got to say, I'm impressed with your questioning abilities.
Whatever. I just do what I can.
But we have to take a quick break here. It's the DJ New Style Show. We're going to play a classic, which is a relatively new Jerm Freak bit, in honor of his 25th appearance on the DJ New Style Show. HeroesTalk.com.
The DJ New Style Show will be right back.
I love that clip, dude. That's why we might as well take our time.
Hello, this is DJ New Style, host of the DJ New Style Show. Let's face it, kids are extremely annoying and take up the better part of your day. Why not get out there and do something for you? Get some me time. Drop those little brats off at Germ Freaks Daycare, where undivided attention and the safety of your child are our top priority.
Old MacDonald had a fart, E-I-E-I-O.
The last time she was over, she took a huge dump in the friggin' toilet and then didn't flush it. And I had to walk in and look at an 8-year-old turd in my goddamn toilet.
Are you calling me?
What happened was apparently my son was chasing her because he wanted to hug her, and she slipped on the wood. I guess she had socks on. Landed on her mouth. Her mouth was open when she landed on it, and knocked a couple teeth out.
Donna!
And blood, piles of blood all over the fucking place, and I'm panicking all over my fucking house. So I'm going crazy looking for surgical gloves. She's lying on the floor bleeding to death. I couldn't find a goddamn thing. I tell my kids, listen, stay away. Don't go near her. Don't even touch her. Just stay away.
I'll be up there in a minute!
I tell them to go downstairs. She's bleeding in my foyer. I get on the phone, my cell phone, call my wife, Donna, to scream at her to get the hell over. I am an adult, you know. I am an adult. She probably had, I'm sure she's got nothing wrong with her. We know her family and everything, but you never know.
Are you calling me?
The DJ New Style Show.
Congratulations, ladies and gentlemen. The UFC Interim Heavyweight Champion, Andre Arlovski.
broadcasting live from Chicago. Yeah. Don't switch to hear Nick, because you're now listening to the DJ Arlovsky Show.
Andrei Arlovsky.
Andrei Arlovsky!
I feel very good, thank you. I'm ready to defend my
Who's next?
Title.
Andrei Arlovsky
has a message.
Hello, this is the Andrei Arlovsky. You may remember me as the UFC 55 heavyweight champion, number one enthusiast for the anal sexing of the Oprah Winfrey's and Ruthie's from Real World, and also as interim heavyweight champion for UFC when Frank Mir forget how to ride motorbikes. Since my UFC contract is as good as paper that has been used to clean the ass cheeks of a hobo, I have decided to use my radio show as a venue to list all of the newses of the Hollyworld as reported by famous journalist and obvious homosexual, Perez Hilta. The first story is the Jenna Jameson, who has not had anal sexing on the videos. She says she has been seen with Aubrey O'Day, lead singer of the Danity Canes and chief receptacle of P. Diddy semen. Perez indicates possible sassiness by drawing on picture with arrows and semens. The next story involves Amy Winehouse. Perez Hilton, he shocked entertainment world by revealing possible substance abuse and terrible taste in fashions, as well as terrible breasts. Final story is in reference to girl who is too white for my anal sexing desires, Bianca from the Destiny Child. She is marrying human camel, Jay-Z, who has recently released album with title stolen from movie he was barred from working on. Perez is quite the homosexual, because he expressed excitement rather than desire to have the anal sexing with somewhat black women. And this is to conclude the gossip column with the Andrei Arlovsky. Hit my music, Hefchikten! Get off this! Is Andrei only gossip now? Will he ever fight again? And furthermore, will he ever have fight that occurs after audience arrives? All this as well as interview one-on-one with trying to be tough bald man with sexy girl first name Dana White, owner of UFC, next week on the DJ Arlovsky Show. If we pay bandwidth bill. Thank you.
DJ New Style Show. DJ New Style Show is back. Bitches.
Oh yeah, welcome back to the DJ New Style Show. Exclusively broadcast on Hear Us Talk. That's HearUsTalk.com. Thank you very much for being a part of our little show we got going on here. And it's good to be a part of your Tuesday evening. Son of a bitch, fade that out professionally. Let's do that quickly. Germ, how are you? Are you back?
Hey, what's going on, New Style?
Hey, newfound energy in the Germ Freak.
Oh,
very nice.
Oh, well, you know, absolutely.
You're excited, I see.
I'm a little bit excited.
Very, very excited. Germ, before we get into you know what we were going to get into, I want to let you be aware of something. You are what can only be described as a master of pre-grunge rock. Would you say that you're a fan of the big hair rock, like the 1987s, late 80s?
I love it. Love it.
Germ Freak Radio is a big testament of that. Apparently, a member of the band Poison has been arrested for rape. Now, can you guess which one?
I only know two of the members. I only know CeCe DeVille, who's a guitarist, and obviously the lead singer, Brett Michaels. I don't know the other two.
You don't know the other two?
I do not know the other two.
Bobby Dahl? Ricky Rocket? You don't know them?
I do not know
them. Get out!
I do not know
them. Get out! Really? Nah, not too many people do, Germ, but I would expect a little bit more out of you, because you are a fan of the era. Would you consider yourself a fan of Poison?
A couple of their hits. I did have their debut album, but that was about it, really.
What was their debut album?
Wasn't that Look What the Cat Dragged In? Was that it?
I believe it was.
I believe so.
Yeah. Looks like somebody wanted action, and somebody wasn't willing to give some action. Now, which one? Now, of the four that we've named, Germ, of the four members of Poison that we've named,
who do you think would be most likely to be arrested for rape?
Well, let's see. CeCe DeVille was a raging alcoholic, and I think he's cleaned up his act. So I don't know if it's him. Brett Michaels, he's got too much. He's got those shows on.
I'll give you some clues.
The
member of Poison that was arrested for rape is a renowned, formerly famous musician, obviously. He is a devout vegan, an animal rights activist, a black belt in Brazilian jiu-jitsu, and only recently, an alleged rapist. So, Germ, make your guess.
All right, well, let me ask you a question. Ricky Rocket was a drummer?
Yes, he was.
And what was the other guy's name?
Bobby Dahl.
I'm assuming he was the bassist.
Yes.
I'm going to say, just because, I'll say, I'm going to say, what's the guy's Bobby what?
Bobby Dahl.
Bobby Dahl. I'll say Bobby Dahl, even though I don't know the
Well, Germ, you are incorrect.
Oh, shit.
You are incorrect. Incorrect.
I apologize.
Do you hear that little riff in the beginning? Little tippy tap of the Skins. Oh yes, yeah. Poison Zone Ricky Rocket brought up on rape charges as he was in LAX.
Wow.
Yeah, I know you're heartbroken, but listen to this song, Germ. You know the name of the song?
Yes.
What's the name of the song?
Isn't that Unskinny Bop?
Yes, it is. Do you know what it means?
I have no fucking idea what it means.
I don't think anybody does. I think it's just a word they tried to make up to be like a catchphrase for sex. Hey, how about we do some Unskinny Bopping, bitches? Looks like Ricky Rocket tried to Unskinny Bop somebody. They pulled him off. They stopped him from boarding a plane. Wow. He's 46 years old. The press picture they use in the Yahoo News AP article here. He's wearing fucking just... What I can only call high school boy jeans, and he has rock. I'm still a rocker hair, and youthful clothes. He's goddamn near 50 years old.
Listen, are you watching that Brett Michaels reality show?
I haven't kept up with it. The last thing I knew, there was a problem with I forget what's her name. With the one that I thought looked like a little wide. She was blonde. She was on Beauty and the Geek.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about, but I don't know her name.
Well, it's good that you've asked me. I mean, you obviously wanted to find out because you haven't been watching it either.
Let me ask you a question. Whenever I'm watching the show, he's got like posters of himself from the 80s. You know what I'm saying? He's got like he'll have like you can see like there's posters like in the set there. Like it's one with him and no shirt on. It's obviously him, like when he's in his fucking late 20s.
Well,
in the
yeah, 1980s. Yeah, because he looks
he's never without a bandana. Why is that?
I think he's got plugs or something like that. He's got some kind of hair issues. I mean,
he does.
It looks like you could take his face and mash it on the Sunday comics and copy them. Like he looks like a ball of silly putty with eyeliner.
Now, do you find him attractive?
What the fuck kind of question is that to ask him? Do you find him attractive? Germ, let me ask you a question. Guy to guy, friend to friend. Would you fuck Brett Michaels?
No, I would not.
Well, of course not. I'd hope not. If you said yes, you would, I'd hang up right now.
He's hanging on to something still. He's still hanging on to that 80s lifestyle. Grow up already, dude. Grow up, Brett Michaels.
Well, it's all he's got.
You're in your late 40s. Grow up already.
Wait, are you saying he's hanging on to this 80s lifestyle?
Hanging on to his 80s.
The host of Germ Freak Radio who has yet to venture into the fucking 90s?
I may like the music, but I don't live the lifestyle, baby.
Don't call me baby, please.
Okay.
First you say you want to fuck Brett Michaels, now you're calling me baby. For fuck's sake.
Listen to me. Keep your fucking mouth shut while I talk for a second.
I apologize. I apologize.
It's just absurd. He still acts like he's in his fucking 20s, for Christ's sake. He's in his late 40s. I mean, honestly, isn't it just embarrassing the way he acts? He wears fucking eyeliner, too.
Yeah, do you think that's obviously gay to you, correct?
I don't know. A lot of guys are wearing the eyeliner. I don't understand it.
You don't. You just don't. Right?
They're wearing the black nail polish and the eyeliner, so maybe they got something on. I don't know. Who knows?
Germ, let me ask you now. Consider this with one parameter. If you were single and you had your pick of the horrors on that show, which one would it be?
I'd definitely go for Daisy.
So you like a little dirty girl. You like a little skanky kind of collagen lip girl.
I like the Daisy. I mean,
the Daisy.
You know what? Your girlfriend, if I may say her name. Please.
Yes, you may say
Amanda.
It. Yes,
Amanda. Amanda made a good point because from the neck down she's hot, but from the neck up she looks a little retarded.
She does look like she has Down syndrome. They just glossed it over with some foundation makeup, put a little injection in her face. Germ, did you know that that's actually Oscar De La Hoya's niece?
Yes, I did. She
you
said
did not know that.
She said it on the fucking show, ass. You
I apologize.
You brought this fucking revolutionary piece of tidbit information.
Tidbit? What happened to Tidbit? What about Tidbit? That he doesn't wash his hands? Oh, well, we'll get into that in a second.
Oh, that's right. That's
just
right.
A second. Well, we wanted to play something last week. We wanted to play... we were mentioned on Ron and Fez. I'm a big fan. I think you listen too. I have no idea. You're usually just obsessing about germs and don't have any time for anything else.
I'm listening. I'm always listening, dude.
You're always listening. You absorb everything peripherally, just as it passes by. Well, we were mentioned once before, but more recently, in the question of who's going to be a part of the next Night of 100 podcast, which is a promotion that they've been doing, they've been playing. Friends of the show just that have radio shows. They've been letting them take over an hour on the weekend or whatever. Well, they mentioned us. Well, me. But the show that we're a part of on their show, and here's what they said.
You know, I didn't tell you guys this. You know how the time we do the next Night of 100 podcasts, Sleeve sent me an email. Said maybe you'd like to use Sleeves.
Wow.
I got problems, though, because, you know... I got the bad people, the Brooklyn guys. They want to put something up. Little Lene, she wants to put something up. She was a shoo-in until one of her listeners was mean to me. And then this DJ New Style, who, let's face
That's
it,
me.
A girl likes. And what else do I ever try to do in my life but impress her? So somebody's going to get their feelings hurt. Someone's going to be left out.
I say you go, you ixnay Lene.
The little girl?
Well, her father's a problem, and you've gotten harassing emails.
I did get a harassing email.
That combination.
I was harassed by them.
Yeah, so that combination's bad.
What are you thinking, Petty?
I'm a New Style guy.
Ooh, really?
You got to go with Barb, no matter what.
I've never heard him, but I like what I'm hearing about him. Beautiful women seem to like him.
A lot of buzz.
In a big way. Earl, what are you hearing about? I know you're a Z-Man guy. You're all about Tommy Z.
I would take out Lene. I would take her out.
Take her out in a good way or hurt her?
Not hurt her, but I would leave her out of the
I'm thinking the water.
I'd Mooch, if you could only pick one person, who would you pick?
Drop Lene.
Okay.
Sleeves all the way. Thank you.
All the way?
Yep.
If you could only pick one person, it'd be DJ Newstyle?
Yes.
And I would also pick DJ Newstyle. Jerm, who would you pick in the 100 podcast?
I pick DJ Newstyle.
I agree. The world is screaming and clamoring to hear DJ Newstyle on XM202. Hopefully we'll be a part of that. Hopefully we will. That would be really, really nice. We got to meet a bunch of people. Not everybody that I would have liked to meet, mind you. Unfortunately, there were, you know, some things that were a little bit of a hindrance as far as mingling. However, we did get to go to what was called the Davey Shower, which was Eastside Dave's last night out before his and Casey's baby Juliana is born. Sort of a baby shower at a bar, and we went there. Me, my girlfriend, and you, we all took the path into the city. And I noticed that very often through the night, you were disgusted and pretty much disappointed with several things that you had to do while you were in the city, Joe.
Well, listen.
There's a lot of things.
It's not the cleanest place in the world, let's be honest with you.
Well, does every place have to be clean for you?
No, I'm just saying. I mean, you know, I first of all, I step out of the car in the parking garage and I'm stepping in pigeon shit. That's the first thing. Journal Square, Jersey City, New Jersey.
Yes.
Magnolia Avenue.
Thank you.
Pavonia,
actually, but go ahead.
What is it?
Don't worry about
Pavonia?
It.
Pavonia? Okay, who gives a fuck?
People this day and age use fucking Google Maps. They don't use
whatever
paper maps.
What are you gonna ask?
Go ahead. What disgusted
you? It was dirty. I mean, you go into the fucking parking garage, or you go into the elevator. The elevator's damp. You said it was dampness. I call it urine. You call it dampness.
Well, that was at the end of the night when we left. The path takes us to the Manhattan Mall, which obviously closes at a certain hour, and you can't get in. So the only way to get to the path station is through an elevator that has an access
door. And you notice
that
the passengers, on the path, they're not always, the passengers that were on the path train, they're not a happy bunch of people.
We're trying, you know? we're trying to rush to this fucking train. Me and Amanda are in the goddamn elevator car, and you're looking and analyzing the floor, standing in the doorway, ready to be decapitated by this door, just obsessing over what some moisture on the ground would be. And
I wasn't
sure
if I'd be able to stand on it or not.
Well, why wouldn't you be able to stand on it?
Because, dude, it was fucking wet, and it had an acidity smell to it.
Acidity smell? Since when is your nose a fucking detector of pH? What if it was a basic smell? How the fuck do you know?
Listen, we all know what it is. Let's call a spade a spade.
Yeah, but I had to call it just outdoor moisture to even lure you in for a split second.
Yeah, you said it was moisture.
And then I hit the button right quick, and you got locked in.
And I was trapped in there.
And as you were trapped in there, I told you it was piss. Because it had to be, Germ. There was no moisture. It's fucking enclosed. It was a dry night.
And then my fucking shoelace was undone, and it fucking touched the fucking piss.
Yeah, that was pretty interesting. During the ride down in this elevator, which, mind you, is 20 seconds, at least 30 things set me off about this. Germ hops in, he complains about the piss, and then notices his shoes untied. So rather than let the laces soak up or absorb any of the piss, he gets on one leg, sticks his other leg, the untied shoe leg, straight out, and tries to just flick the shoe so that the laces go on top. So he can tie it at a later time. He doesn't want to go bend down, actually tie his shoe, because he'd be too close to the piss. It's just really astounding. I felt like I was like just somebody on National Geographic, just watching a fucking abortion in nature just take place. It's so fucking crazy. To me, at least, some of the things you have to go through. I'm not trying to say that you're nuts, but to me it seems absolutely insane. That you're so worried about what might be on the ground. Meanwhile, you must have stepped in worse shit as we were walking to and from the cab.
Right.
And you just don't, because you don't see it, you don't care. Out of sight, out of mind with your germs.
What you don't know doesn't hurt you.
It's true. And obviously, you don't know what any of the restrooms in the city were like, because you didn't go in.
I didn't go, and I held it, and it was awful. I held it from the time we got there. What about
we got out of the cab? Out of the cab,
Jersey City at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, I'm saying we got out of our cab that we took from the pass station, and you announced to us like it's some big fucking nugget of information that we needed, that you had to piss. I gotta take a piss. I gotta take a leak. And we passed this really bright Subway, sandwich shop. And I'm like, well, this looks very clean. Why don't you go in there and take a piss? I'm going to hold it. Why wouldn't you go in there? And I guess you thought maybe if you had to, if it came to the worst possible situation, you'd go and pee in the bar that we're going to. Completely oblivious that a bar toilet is probably the most disgusting place on the planet.
Well, after you told me that, I didn't go in there. So I just held it for the whole night.
So you're saying I'm directly to blame for what happened?
Well, no, I probably wouldn't have. I mean, I did go into a bar bathroom one time in my life, and I will never go there again. But
well, what did happen, Jerm? What happened?
When? That night?
Yes, that night.
No, I held it for 6 hours, 6 to 7 hours. I held it. I had two alcoholic beverages, which added to the pressure on my bladder. I had my usual, my new usuals nowadays. Tried train ride home, cab home, held it up until I got to, I was almost at my house. I opened the front door and I just couldn't hold it anymore. And I pissed all over my foyer.
You've pissed?
I pissed in my pants in my
foyer.
What's
wrong with you? Just fucking go to the bathroom. I mean, I know you're
afraid
of
germs. I was almost there, but here's the problem. When you're sitting, I can hold it better. But as soon as I got up, the bladder expanded and it rushed and I urinated my pants.
But what I'm saying, so what I'm saying to you, what I'm
3:30,
saying,
shut the fuck up. 3:30 in the morning, I'm mopping up piss in my fucking foyer.
So now you couldn't have just pissed into a bowl. Now you have to come into contact with this piss. See what I'm saying, Germ? It's not that difficult to piss into a bathroom. You can stand as far back from the bowl as possible. You don't even have to be near the bowl or hit the bowl. Just
you
piss.
Stand, listen to me.
And
if you stand, if when you stand back far as possible, you're inevitably going to drip urine on the floor because the stream of urine will not have the
now let me ask
strength to go all the way out there.
Let me ask you a question then.
Yes, sir.
You're so concerned about getting urine on the floor.
Yes.
Are you planning on finding a friend that lives in New York and using their apartment?
I don't understand what
you're saying is the only time you should ever give a shit about whether piss goes on the floor is if it's your house or someone you care about's house. If it's a public toilet, piss
that's disrespectful.
Everywhere.
That's disrespectful to other people. Why would I want somebody stepping in my piss? It's disrespectful.
You stepped in theirs. It's payback.
Well, I'm
it's New York City, Jeremy. If you're not stepping in piss, you're creating a puddle of piss to be stepped in. It's gotta happen that way. It's been that way. It'll be that way.
And so I couldn't like you said. And how far can you stand back if you're at a urinal? I mean,
I'm not talking about a urinal. No, because that.
Well, how far can you stand back in a stall? The fucking door is there.
Go and lean up against the door.
Oh, that's really fucking far. You're like a foot away.
You're 2 feet away. And you know what, Germ? Let it go. Just let it go everywhere. Would you do that next time?
You've admitted that your urine has touched the floor of a public bathroom. You admit that.
That I've pissed on the floor of a public bathroom?
You admit that.
I would get that tattooed on my arm. I am that confident and proud that I don't give a shit about public toilets that I would get it tattooed on
myself. I'm whining, Mr. Boater, because it is a public bathroom. It's for the public. Okay, the public.
By the way, Boater.
Public are people, too.
By the way, Boater, we actually met there, and you two had a bit of a conversation, a couple word exchange.
I met him. We shook hands.
I noticed a little tension before that.
A little bit of tension.
Decided to make the arrangement. Make little you guys
bit of
talk.
Tension. Little bit of tension. I don't think Boater has the... Is very fond of me for some reason.
Yeah, but he's here every week. You notice that? He's here every week. He's responsive. He's not just watching fucking Lost. He's not just watching TiVo. He's here. He responds. And someone says everybody or Boater hates everybody. He's a jerk. Well, maybe he is. But he was very friendly when I called him over to try and bury the hatchet that you've created in your own mind that exists between you and Boater.
Well, Boater, I just want to say it was a pleasure meeting you. I don't know if that hello...
God, you should have heard the shit he said about you, Boater, in the cab leaving the bar. That motherfucker just going off about you with his fucking glasses. Can't see. You're saying this about him.
You're a fucking liar. But this is what Boater said to me. He said to me, it's all good, man. That's what he said to me.
And it is. And it's still all good.
I see.
So, speaking of piss and public toilets, Jeremy, you were constantly using your Purell. Constantly.
And this, you know, I don't want to offend anybody. I use it, you know, on a normal basis I use it. So, you know, but, you know, if before I'm eating something or before I drink something, I would like to cleanse my hands.
I'd say like every 2 to 3 handshakes, you'd purify your hands. And for those who don't know, Jeremy always keeps Purell in strategic locations. He has one in the console of his car that's like pretty much the size of a fucking grain silo, and the other one is a little bit of a container that he keeps in his pocket. And would you look at this? This is absolutely amazing right here.
Phone is ringing. Oh my god.
316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show with Germ Freak in his 25th appearance on the DJ New Style Show. Who's this?
Tidbit 88,
ladies and gentlemen. Tidbit 88.
Thank you.
First of all, Tidbit, it was a pleasure hanging out with you for, you know, the little time that we spent at the bar. It was nice seeing you again.
How's your stomach, Tidbit?
Not feeling well, I guess.
Doing okay.
Good. Yes, it was a great time meeting you too, DJ New Style. I just wish it could have been longer.
Yeah, so do I. So have do I.
Have you and Barb had coitus yet today or no?
It's a bit personal, isn't it?
I apologize.
It is. It is a little bit personal, like the like your little container of Purell that you wipe on your hand every two or three times. Now,
yes.
You've pointed out to me, Germ, that Tidbit 88, boyfriend of our friend Babada, and pretty much our friend now, Tidbit 88. And he's especially ever since I found it, he puked on your kid's car seat. He's been like my best friend.
Oh, and I got a story for that.
Well, we'll get to that in a little bit. But Tidbit admits to not washing his hands after using the bathroom. Is that right, Tidbit?
Yeah, well, after taking pisses.
Just after pissing, you think it's okay that you held onto your cock and pissed, right?
Yeah, because my dick is pretty clean. It doesn't touch anything all day. It's just in its little apartment.
Just that germ-infested Barbara and her insides.
Well, it's definitely cleaner than my hands, that's for sure.
That is true. That is absolutely true. But what I'm saying now is, because I noticed that you shook Germ's hand, rather, like, with a huge smile on your face as you're doing it. And then you pointed out that you don't wash your hands and you just took a piss. And then you proceeded to rub Frank's bald head.
You rub my head, dude.
It's just a nice gesture between two men, right? You rub the bald head.
Yeah, for luck. Germ, how did that make you feel? What did you do?
Well, you know, it's a procedure for me when I get home from the public. I have to wash my hands and wash my face all the time. But now I knew I had to wash my head. So I simply got out my bottle of Purell and just poured it over my head.
You held it over your head like a fucking... like a cup of water that was handed to a marathon runner and squeezed it on your head. And then it started like liquefying from the semi-gel to like pure running alcohol.
Right
into your eye.
Into my eye, and my eye was burning and to the point where I was having blurred vision.
Was it worth all that?
It was not worth it. And I ended up taking a fucking shower when I got home anyway, so what the fuck was the difference?
Yeah.
But, you know, and also Tidbit put peer pressure on me to down a Mai Tai.
Yeah, what was that all about, Tidbit?
Excuse me?
Yeah, what was that all about? I guess you encouraged him to speedily consume his second beverage.
Yeah, I thought... Frank doesn't get drunk. He should let loose a little more. I thought it would be smart for him to slam that next drink.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that he had been holding a piss for 4 hours.
Well, he was you know, throwing caution into the wind by letting his hair down and getting a Mai Tai. Having a couple Mai Tais. And I picked up the first round, and I asked Germ, what would you like to drink? He goes, I'll have a fuzzy navel or a Mai Tai. And I almost got him nothing. I almost refused.
Now, Tidbit, I know you're in the alcohol industry. Please give us your honest assessment, and don't try and be shocking, okay? Is a Mai Tai a feminine drink?
And keep in mind,
yes.
Keep in mind, you're the third person he's asked. Two of them were on the night.
Gay.
Two of them were on the night immediately after he consumed it. Like he felt guilt for potentially having committed a gay act. He's like, oh my god, is this? So, Larry, is this a gay drink? She's like, no, I don't think it's gay. You know, it's you know, a good drink. You know, blah, blah. Then Alki comes over. Yeah, dude, it's gay. The consensus is, yeah, Germ, it's a girl drink.
Was Alki the one who said it was gay, or was Solera the one who said it was gay?
Solera was very sympathetic for you having just consumed the drink. I'm sure she thought it was a girly drink, but she didn't say it was a gay drink. Alki outright, like maybe a half second of thought, said, yeah, dude, it's a girl, it's a gay drink.
All right.
And Ed McGrath is saying very gay. All the people here sending feedback are agreeing that it's very gay.
Pretty much if you had to ask, then it's gay.
Yeah, like, what constitutes a girl drink? I mean, I think I've narrowed it down to a couple things. One would be the color, obviously. Two, the presence of garnish, especially cherries, umbrellas, and pineapple slices.
Getting back to the color, please specify... What color constitutes a feminine drink?
Okay, if it's anything other than a neutral or clear tone, it's gay. The presence of garnish, cherries, pineapple slices, and the number of ingredients. Typically, an acceptable drink will just be a list of ingredients, and it'll be no more than three. No more than three. Germ, the fucking old man that took 20 minutes to pour your drink had to have gone through 8 juice bottles. And then he put in like a little drizzle of some rum.
It was, I'll tell you, it was delicious. It was delicious.
Great. We paid what? $8 for your fruit punch. Your slightly alcoholic fruit punch. And also,
the name too.
Yeah. Mai Tai. Terrible. Yeah. And
well,
also the final criteria for being a girl drink, if it has a pleasant taste, it's typically a girl drink. It's got to be something that's disgusting, like black coffee or warm beer, for it to be a straight or non-girly drink. Your second one, though, you had two of the same. And,
I had two Mai Tais, but I think they were made by two different bartenders.
Yeah, and the next one you got didn't have a gay color. To look at it, it didn't look like a girly drink, and that really upset you.
I was very disappointed and unhappy, and I did slam the table.
Yeah, you punched the table.
I punched the table.
Goddamn bastard bitch! Son of a bastard bitch!
You know, my tongue was hanging for it, and when your tongue hangs for something and it doesn't come the way you want it to, you get a little disappointed. And I...
Your tongue was hanging?
Your tongue hangs for something?
Excuse me? What's that?
What the fuck does that mean? When your tongue hangs for something?
Now I think I know who the guy was that tried to secretly blow Ryan the trucker.
No, when your tongue is hanging for something, you're looking forward to something, and you're disappointed, it's very upsetting. So, you know, whatever. You know. I mean, I apologize.
But, you know, as upsetting as it was, you still chugged the goddamn thing. Barb and Tidbit.
No, they put pressure on me.
They started chanting, chug. Chug. Yeah. And you said, should I do this? Should I do this? And then, like, as immediately as you questioned it, you just started downing it.
Well, because...
You slammed that shit.
It was like a tag team. Tidbit and his girlfriend, Barbara, they were putting peer pressure on me to just drink it real quickly. And I did so, and then I had a warm feeling in my stomach. And
yeah,
my...
you cited your inner warmness, like, several times.
I was
times.
Feeling all warm inside afterwards.
Have you ever been drunk? I mean, you've never been drunk, right?
No. I don't know what it's like to be drunk.
And then after that, you had a sudden moment of clarity where you realized, I'm going to have to drive. I'm going to have to drive. I might be drunk. I may lose my license.
Right.
Yeah. We left pretty early. I have to say, my girlfriend doesn't do well in crowds. She doesn't like strange crowds, and she didn't really say a whole lot. She was responsive to people that approached her and engaged her, like Frank and Solera and Alki and a few others. But... she wasn't really having the best of a time, so we left around 12:30, which is pretty goddamn early. But in doing that, we had to stop and get something for you to eat because you were so scared.
No. You said you were hungry. Shut up. At 8 o'clock, you said you were hungry.
As you were pawing through the menu that's attached to the building, you're saying, "I'm only gonna eat if you're gonna eat." Oh, they have cheesesteaks. Let's go.
Listen to me. At 8 o'clock,
I'm only eating if you're going to eat, okay? And you're halfway in.
And you had
in.
No problem throwing a fucking hamburger down your throat, you fucking animal.
Yeah, I split it with Amanda. I had half a burger.
Oh, she took one fucking bite of it.
She had a few. Well, what did you have, Germ? What did you get?
Originally, I ordered
what did you order?
I ordered a cheesesteak, and the guy asked me how I wanted it
$15 done. $15 cheesesteak.
Can I finish?
Please.
The guy asked me how I wanted the cheesesteak done. I says... I've never been asked how I wanted a cheesesteak done, so obviously I just said I wanted it very well done.
No, you said very, 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 very well done.
Yes.
Very well done.
Yes. So,
And the guy even said, that's going to take a while. Are you sure?
Right.
And you're like, yes. Take all the time you need, you said. Like we just have time to spare.
I didn't say take all the time you need.
You said take all the time you need.
I did not. Shut the fuck up. You fucking put words in my mouth, asshole.
No, you said that, but continue.
So we're waiting for about 15 minutes or so. He comes out with and you had ordered a turkey burger, I believe. He comes out with two turkey burgers, and it's placed in front of me, and I'm like, what is this?
And what do we call this? You pointed at it. You pointed
said,
down at it like this and looked at him like, what do we call this? And he goes, we call it cheeseburger. and you go, no. I ordered a cheese steak.
Right,
and he's
right.
Like,
and the guy defied me. He says, no, you didn't.
Yeah, so he was already coming back at you.
He was coming back at me.
Yeah.
And I turned to you guys and said, excuse me, didn't I order a cheesesteak? And you're like, yeah, he ordered a cheesesteak.
I was looking down the entire time. As I was seated so I could see the food coming to us, I saw him bring two of the same. And I'm like, wow, unless that's the smallest cheesesteak ever for $15, Frank is getting a goddamn burger. And I'm dying laughing, because if I'm put in this situation, I'm going to be angry, because I'm just going to have to, you know, just take it and eat the burger. Because there's no way I'm going to either, one, send the burger back, or two, argue with the guy that I really said this and this and this, and you fucked up. Now give me my food, which is exactly what you did. It took no less than 6 minutes for the fucking the well done cheesesteak to come out. So they were hastily working on that. I'm telling you, you probably consumed some scrotum hair.
I don't think so. I really don't, because if I had that feeling, and you know what? I would have eaten the burger, but I had a burger that evening for dinner, and I cannot eat it twice. You cannot eat the same thing twice. You know that.
And also, keep in mind, you'll never be able to go to this place again. Thank God I don't even remember the name of the place.
Oh, I'll never be going there again anyway.
Across from the Manhattan Mall, there's a little deli there, whatever.
Was deceiving. On the window, they had a extensive menu of different varieties and good and stuff.
It's,
you get in there, it's this abbreviated fucking night menu with three fucking things to pick from.
Well, that's what it is. That's what, you know, they're not going to be able to create everything. But we can never go back there, Jerm, because you've brought us in on what can only be described, and I know I keep saying that, so I have to watch out for that, but the worst way to calculate a tip ever. Jerm, let me ask Tidbit. Tidbit,
yes.
You're given a bill. How do you come up with the tip?
I usually just, I'm not good with math, so I just usually try to give a bigger amount than I think should be necessary.
There you go. Jerm is looking at the numbers, and I'm saying, you know, you should probably give him like $6. $6! You go off the subtotal! So, like, there's tax, there's all this other shit. He's going off the very top. He's like, and drinks, no. Forget it. Like, he's excluding items to come down with a lower baseline number. And I think you ended up leaving the guy $2. He said, that's fine. I felt embarrassed. I threw down an extra dollar. He should have had double the tip that you left.
Jerm, you sent the shit back, too.
You sent it back, and you left him, like, $2 to $3. It had to be some kind of a mathematical error.
And first of all, he definitely should have just ate the fucking burger. You don't send that shit back. If you don't think that he spit in that, something's wrong with you.
Well, you know, if he did spit in it, which he probably did, then maybe the cheap tip was good to do. Jerm, are you still there? Did we lose Jerm, or is he just being really silent?
Sounds like we lost him.
I guess we did. Jerm, are you there? Nah, we can see him on the cam on Heroes Talk. It's heroestalk.com. Jerm, why don't you try and call us back on Skype? I don't know what happened. But we got Tidbit here. Tidbit, the savior of the DJ New Style Show. Yeah, he left him a couple bucks, and he's going off about this. I'm like, just leave $6 or whatever. It should be fine. It should be okay with your fucking $16 cheesesteak.
Yeah, what's $6? Big fucking deal.
Yeah, it's not a big deal. And there were, you know, we got a bunch of stuff, too. So, I mean, it should have been okay. Jerm, are you there? Jerm, are you there? We cannot hear Jerm. I don't know what happens within the last half hour of the show that we just cannot hear him. I don't know. He's probably going to try to call in with his cell phone, but... Tidbit, did we miss anything? Anything of no? Here he is. He's so frantic. It's great that you can see him. He's looking back and forth at the screen. I'm gonna hang up on Jerm Freak. But we have unknown number calling in. That's really good, Frank. Really good. We can't have unknown number on. Well, Tidbit, I'm gonna put you on hold a second. Okay.
All right.
You're on the DJ New Style Show. Fuck. Oh, never mind. Fuck it, Tidbit. Are you there?
Yes.
Yeah, so what did we miss in leaving relatively early? Anything exciting?
I don't think any, nothing really particular, just getting more drunk and fucking around with everyone.
Yeah. It's pretty crazy. I would have gotten a little bit more drunk, but I didn't get to stay too long. Yeah. Let's see if Germ Freak is in here. He is panicking. Are you looking at him?
No, but I can imagine what he looks like.
You're on the DJ New Style Show. Who's this?
Are you looking at him? Drew Tyre.
Who? Drew Tyre. Drew motherfucking Tyre.
Yeah, motherfucker.
First time, long time. What? Oh, for the love of fucking Christ. Here he is.
Yeah, man, you got Germ Freak back on there or what?
Well, we'll get him on here. Listen, this is how we're going to do this. Because he's fucking
pandemonium.
Completely inept. Are you there, Germ?
I'm here. What you do? You again?
He's on my fucking speakerphone. Oh, my God.
Motherfucker.
Yeah. So, Germ, we're on with Drew Tyre and obviously Tidbit. Drew, what do you got for us?
Oh, shit, motherfucker. I love that Arlovsky bit, man. That was crazy.
Thank you very much. I pieced that together tonight. I was a little bit not sure of it. Not sure what I should have done.
But no, it was fucking good, man. It was good. I loved it.
Thank you very much. Continue to support the show and send feedback.
We take a little bit of a break here, Chief.
What's that, Jerry?
We take a little bit of a break.
Why do you want to take a break?
I don't know. I thought we're going smoothly.
Yeah, I think it is going pretty smoothly. We have people praising my work, and you're not on it. So, hold on, Germ. We'll try and work something out. Drew, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Really do.
Definitely, man.
You got to understand.
Are you excited for the fight night coming up tomorrow night?
What's going on tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night, it's Ultimate Fight Night 13. It's like 3 hours on Spike TV, dude.
Well, now I'm excited. I had no fucking clue. See,
yeah, dude. Tomorrow night, 3 hours of that, and then the Ultimate Fighter.
Oh, the premiere.
Show.
They usually
Rampage
do
and Forest.
Should be pretty good.
Fucking right. Fucking right.
Who do you like, Rampage or Forest?
Dude, I'm going for Forest, man. I don't like Rampage, man. He's too cocky. He's too ebonic. I'm going for Forest, man. I'm going for the upset on that shit.
And is that Tidbit or Drew? I'm sorry, I'm having a little bit of a hearing difficulty right now.
What's up?
Who's talking right now?
This is Drew.
Drew, yeah. Okay, so you think you want Forrest to win. Tidbit, who do you want to win, man?
Definitely Rampage. He's going to kill him.
That's who I'm thinking. You're outnumbered, Drew. You may be a long-time listener.
Forrest took Shogun, man. He took fucking Shogun. Did you watch that shit?
I didn't, but he has really weird ears, so I'm not gonna root for him.
Huh?
Forrest has really weird ears, so I just can't back somebody with ears like that.
He does look like a monkey with his mouthpiece in, man. He
really does.
No, dude, I don't know. I'm going with Forrest for the upset, man. I'll put money on that.
All right, so he's putting some money. We'll have to work something out off air. I'll definitely be in touch. I'm gonna take my fucking money when that strong black beats the big eared white. thank you very much.
You haven't logged on to MMALinker.com.
Oh, that's right. That's your site. I gotta do that. MMALinker.com. Drew Tyre's site that he's a part of.
MMALinker.com, man. We got all the vids on there, man. Fucking MMA fights. Look it up. MMALinker.com. It's got a great forum.
All the vids. When you have an itching to watch Kimbo Slice, go to MMA Linker. Thank you very much, Drew.
Kimbo Slice.
Thank you very much, buddy. Tidbit, I don't know what the fuck to say, man. Germ is losing his mind. Why don't we play a quick Germ Freak Radio, and we'll see if we can get him back on.
That sounds like a plan.
Why don't you take us out here? You know, Germ can never do this. Take us to break, Tidbit.
All right. DJ New Style Show, and you're listening to it.
Very good.
The DJ New Style Show will be back after something.
Next up, it's Germ Freak Radio! That's gay, that's so fucking corny, I'm embarrassed I even said that. Alright, calm down. Okay, ladies and
What's that?
Oh.
I really don't have much to say about this particular... All right. I really don't have much to say about the next song from the 1987 album This Year's Model. However, all I can say is that it references masturbation. That's that. I don't want to chitter-chat. It's Elvis Costello with Pump It Up!
There was a bit of a clip there. It clipped out.
What does that mean, clip? What kind of... What does that... What's clip mean?
It means it fucked up. It clipped out a little bit. We missed some of your audio.
All right. Let me know when you're ready.
Don't fuck this one up. Seriously. Go.
This next song... See, you know what? By you doing that, you made me nervous. I don't have much to say about this song. There's not much to say about the next song from the 1980... I don't have much... You're an ass. I did these fucking perfectly the first time. Because of your fucking mistake, I gotta fucking do it over. Okay. I don't have much to say about the next song. However, all I can... I don't have much to say about the next song from 1978 on the album... I don't have much to say about... There's not much to say about the next song other than there are... There's not much to say about the next song. There's not much to say... There's not much to say about the next song other than there are references... There's not much to say about the next song other than references of... There's not too much to say about the next song, or I can... You're an asshole. You're a fucking asshole for making me do this over. Maybe if you fucking pressed the button the correct way, I wouldn't have to fucking do this over. Jackass. See? You fuck, I could have did the right... Okay. There's not much to say about the next song. Okay, there's not much to say about this next song other than there are references... Okay, there's not much to say about the next song other than there are references... Okay, there's not much to say about the next song other than that... All right, I'm losing it. I gotta take it slow. I'm getting nervous. Calm down. There's not much to say about the new song other than that there are... You're an asshole. You're a fucking twat. Okay, there's not much to say about the next song.
Ken!
There's not much to say about this next song other than the fact that there are references to masturbation in it. From the 1978 album, This Year's Model. That's that. I don't want to chitter chat. It's Elvis Costello with Pump It Up.
Listen to the...
Jay New Style Show.
By the way, we're talking about the next Night of 100 podcast. She has one that she wants me to go with. I might do that one just not even listening to it. Just trying to impress her.
Could work.
Who's her friend that has a podcast? She said you've called the
DJ
show before.
New Style.
Oh, DJ New Style? Okay.
Yeah.
It's a pretty good show.
How's the show? Is it good?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
She's promoting them.
Yeah, I was on the show one time at night.
Really?
Friday night. It was very bad.
Hello, anonymous internet. I'm DJ New Style. Nice to meet you, bitches.
Welcome back to the DJ New Style Show, exclusive Tuesday night programming on There Is... Oh, shit, son! On Hear Us Talk. That's hearustalk.com. Oh, God. I tell you, ain't that a bitch. Germ, Tidbit, do we have everybody in place?
I'm here.
Tidbit, are you there? Wait, what?
Yep, I'm here.
Oh, he is there. He's probably, you know, he's a busy man. I didn't mean to keep you over the break there, Tidbit, but, you know, I needed somebody who knew if Germ was going to come back.
Yeah, I was awaiting his return.
Well, who wasn't? Everybody was. I mean, the thing is, once we lose him, we rarely get him back. Germ, again, your 25th appearance on the DJ New Style Show, miraculous in that it's the first time you've ever gone missing and have come back.
That is true. Yeah.
Yeah.
So nice. What were we talking about?
What were we talking about? Didn't you have some things that you wanted to do?
Well, we're talking about the party and how you were kind of disappointed when you were leaving, you said.
That's true. I was a little bit disappointed. Jerm, I didn't know, I didn't get a chance. I realized this later, the next day. I didn't get a chance to say goodbye to everybody that I knew, that I spoke with. And I was kind of wondering, is it necessary to say goodbye to everybody when it's like a somewhat large gathering? Do you think that's something that you'd have to do?
The problem is sometimes it takes a half an hour to say goodbye to everybody.
Yeah.
I don't think it's necessary.
You don't think it's necessary?
I think it's like people in your radius. Like if people are near you when you say goodbye, those are the ones you say goodbye to. And then certain people, if you feel necessary to seek out those certain people, but not everyone.
I have to say, Tidbit and Barb, some of the people I sought out.
I did seek them out to say goodbye. But the problem is you couldn't find everybody. They were just a big... cluster
yeah,
crowd.
It was a big crowd of people. AWebs was kind of downing the entire event. Like, I'm glad I didn't go to that place. You know, the bar was too small. I mean, it really wasn't that. It wasn't that small. I mean, for a bar, there were a lot of people in it. That's kind of what made it a little bit uncomfortable.
I think they're more cramped, definitely.
They certainly are. We have a caller here. They've been ringing the phone off the hook. You're on the DJ New Style Show with Tidbit 88 and Germ Freak, who is on his 25th appearance. Who's this?
VA Messenger, what's up?
VA Messenger, keeping the streak alive! What's going on, buddy?
I'm drunk. It's fantastic.
Wow, today is a new day. That's what it is. Germ, you know, don't be a fucking maniac. You know, while you don't have to say goodbye to everybody at a gig, you should say at a gig. I fucking saw Rob Giggs blogging. I'm saying gig at a fucking get together. You should say hello whenever VA Messenger calls in.
VA Messenger, Wes, nice to talk to you again.
Yeah.
Very nice to talk to you all too.
You're getting drunk in Richmond, I suppose, huh?
Well, yeah, I just went out to the bar, and I realized I was missing the show, and I said, shit, I got to head home as fast as I can.
Yeah, I mean, you got to keep your streak alive. Well, eventually, when you hit 25 shows called into, we'll do a whole special retrospective of all your calls.
And I hate Palpok text because I'm trying to read it, and it's not... good, because...
Yeah, it's not usually conducive to reading. Germ, did you have something in mind for VA Messenger?
I just had a couple quick questions. I know
if I could ask him if he doesn't mind.
Of course. Of course.
I just want to point out that it's this or that. Oh, shit. Germ, please continue.
VA Messenger, if you had a choice, you had to pick one of these.
You have to pick one!
Would you rather fuck the fattest chick in the world or a 100-year-old woman? You had to pick one.
I'm going to take the 100-year-old woman because she has experience.
Okay, Tidbit 88, what do you say?
Well, could it be a hot 100-year-old woman?
Could be whatever you want.
If you could find one.
Is there such thing? Is there such thing?
Yeah.
Joan Rivers.
The 100-year-old woman.
Joan Rivers is the hottest 100-year-old ever.
I'm going with the hundo.
I'd have to go with that, too, because there's something just instantly repulsive about the fattest woman in the world.
Yeah.
I've seen really fat women, and I guarantee they're not the fattest women in the world.
Yeah, we're talking like 1,000 pounds or some shit that.
Think of it like this. You've seen really tall people, and then you read that the tallest person in the world is like 9 feet tall. The guy you probably saw was like 6'8". So just think about the amount of difference between the guy you saw and the tallest guy ever. The fattest chick in the world has to be unimaginable. You wouldn't even be able to discern that it's a human. Germ, what about you?
I'd have to go with the overweight person.
Really? Now, why is this?
Well, listen. Have you ever seen a 100-year-old woman naked?
Have you ever seen the fattest girl in the world naked?
Well, that's the whole point. You said you can't find anything, so it's good because you won't know what you're getting into. You know what I'm saying?
I will give you this. There are more options with the fattest
exactly.
girl in the world.
You could be penetrating a crease, for Christ's sake.
I get her elbow dimple's probably 8 inches deep.
Yeah.
That means Tidbit could probably get half of it in. I hear things! Germ, what's the next one?
This is just a regular question.
Okay.
Not sexual. Would you rather not eat for 24 hours or not sleep for 24 hours?
I'd say not sleep. Definitely not sleep. What about, let's go over to VA Messenger. VA Messenger, what do you think?
Okay, Germ, you've seen me. I will not sleep for 24 hours because I'm a fat guy and I have
You are not a fat guy. I met you. I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. Well, I will have to, I say I want to eat because I've stayed up drinking for 24 hours. So that's okay.
Well, wait, now when you say don't eat, does that mean, don't consume any calories, right? So you can't drink either. Drink is just that's eating liquids, in the way I see it. You can't just drink. So if you say no eat, there's also no drink. So he would definitely go with sleep. Tidbit 88, what do you say, buddy?
I'm saying sleep.
I'm going to say my biggest bender was probably 48 hours of drinking straight.
Jesus Christ!
Oh. What?
So the longest time that you were drinking nonstop is the same amount of time that Ryan the Trucker remained unclean.
Yeah, pretty much.
4 days seems to be like the breaking point for everything.
Wes, if it's not too personal, Wes, do you have a problem with the alcohol? Or?
Oh, no, not at all.
Oh.
No, he loves
it. I'm a functioning alcoholic. I go to work.
Oh, okay. All right. So, Tidbit 88, what do you say on this thing? I just want to distance myself because I don't want to have a fucking near-death VA messenger call in one day. Tidbit 88, what do you got, man? What was the choice? Not eat for a day or...
Not eat for 24 hours or not sleep for 24 hours.
I'm going not sleep because I'm pretty sure I've done that before, but I don't not eating all day.
What is the longest anybody here has stayed up at one shop? For me, it's been 54 hours.
Jesus, fucking 36 hours, I think. But 54 is insane.
Yeah,
I'm probably in like over 24 to 30.
And Wes obviously said 48.
Yeah.
Fuck, that's pretty crazy. 54 hours is just is supernatural, Germ. Were you on like medicine or something that was doing that to you? Or
no,
you,
I was. It was.
You were just
I was
fearing doing, the mail or something.
No, I was doing a paper for college, and I had to stay up and finish it. So that was pretty much it.
A paper kept you up for 54 hours straight. How long did they give you for that?
Well,
paper?
No, I was only working on it at night. I was going to classes during the day.
Barb is checking in, saying that it's probably the nose medicine. Some of that nose candy. Jerm, do you have a hole worn out in your septum?
No.
Yeah,
I'm not sure
you do.
That.
Start scratching your face, you son of a bitch. I believe you have more for us?
Well, I just have a couple more, if time permits. I know we're going over, and I don't want to disturb Alki.
This is where Jerm chooses between this or that.
All right. Would you rather date a girl that never shaves her legs or date a girl that never shaves her armpits?
Wow. I'm gonna pull a classic germ freak trick. I have my answer, okay? And I promise I won't change it. But let's go over to VA Messenger. VA Messenger, what do you say?
I date hippie chicks, so I've dated a chick that did neither.
What?
Ugh.
Fucking Yeti?
Look.
How long did the hair get?
It's armpits and leg hair. Like in the wintertime.
Armpits and leg hair forever. Wait, what? Yeah.
In the wintertime, chicks don't shave their legs, but I've also dated hippie chicks that don't shave their armpits.
Disgusting. I'm completely repulsed by you, but then again, you did have a fucking roaming gnome beard. Tidbit 88. What do you say?
I'm going with armpit hair because at least that's covered up sometimes.
Yeah, I'm
hard. That's a hard one though.
Let's go over to Germ Freak.
I gotta agree with Tidbit because she can keep her arms down to her sides and you really won't see it.
Yeah, you'd be nuts if you said. You'd be nuts, or from Virginia, apparently, if you'd pick the legs. At least you could just tell.
Hold on a second.
Oh, he's taking offense. I apologize. Go ahead.
Hold on a second. Have you never been with a chick that? It's not like chicks have like coarse leg hair.
Well, no, that's not what I'm saying. The key word in Jerm's phrase was never, never. We're talking years. Years of just thatch undergrowth, okay?
We're not talking about,
yes, we are!
We're talking about...
Yes, we are! Jerm just yells.
We're talking about leg hair. We're not talking about that hair.
Well, yeah, but even still. Fucking who wants, like, natural fucking leg warmers?
Yeah, look, fucking... Legs, not fucking mammon hair
fucking...
leg.
Yeah, mammoth legs, wolf legs, winter wolf legs, I call them. The all worst.
Right. All right.
So, okay, let's make him choose, because obviously I thought he would just go with, I don't care. But what would you choose if given that option? Which of the two would you prefer to be shaven?
Who are you talking to?
What?
VA Messenger.
Wait. Shaven what?
Well,
shave it completely?
Are you still drunk, VA Messenger?
VA Messenger.
Yeah, I got several.
Yeah, he's waiting. Okay, you know what, Jerm?
Let's move on.
Why don't we do a little bit of this here or that? I don't know. Why don't we kick it off here? Do it right like that. Here they come, this or that, Jerm Freak.
Okay. Would you rather have sex with the hottest female corpse on the planet, or sex with someone of the same gender who's alive?
What?
Come on now.
That's no decision, unless you drive a truck and wear a pork pie hat. That's no decision. Okay, so you're saying the hottest female corpse. So obviously, I'm not going to find a decayed corpse attractive. I'm not going to. At all. How long is this thing laid to rest?
This thing looks like something that would be in Madame Tussaud's wax museum.
It looks like a wax statue.
Yeah, it's that good looking.
It's that good looking. Like the wax statues are the pinnacle of good looking.
It comes down to this. Would you rather have sex with a female corpse or have sex with the same gender?
There is no fucking decision to be made unless you're a borderline homosexual. You go with the corpse. I never thought I'd ever have to say in my life, you go with the corpse.
So you would fuck a corpse?
I'd
go with the hot female corpse over some alive women.
That's true. There are some women that are living that I would pass up on and take the wax statue. That's how you described it. VA Messenger, are you coherent enough to answer this?
I'm gonna say corpse.
I think everybody.
I'm not gay.
Yeah, exactly. Germ, what would you say?
Now
keep in mind there are all kinds of bacteria. And corpses may explode because bacteria builds up.
I have to go with the crowd, like I usually do.
Yeah, exactly. You would have said guy too if we didn't speak.
I would have.
What's the next one, Jerm?
I don't know if we have time. Okay,
we do. We have plenty of time.
All right, it's a little simple, but just a little. Here you go. Would you rather have your thumbnails pulled off, just your two thumbnails pulled off, or wear candy apple red nail polish for a week?
Have my thumbnails pulled off?
Are
they ever to grow back again?
Yes, of course. They'll just be pulled off with the pliers.
So potentially like a month, maybe, I'm without thumbnails. Wear cherry red nail polish for 7 days.
Candy apple red nail polish.
Oh, I'm sorry to mismatch the fruit hue of the nail polish that I'll be wearing for 7 days. Germ, you got to go nail polish, in my opinion. Let's throw it over to Tidbit first. Tidbit.
Let me see. Excruciating pain or semi-embarrassment. I'm going to go with the nail polish.
Exactly. VA Messenger.
Nail polish.
And Germ Freak. Now, I want you to give your honest opinion, okay? I know that I'm pretty sure that you wouldn't want this fucking nail polish on. What do you really think?
I would pull my nails off.
you would do it yourself.
Well, I'd have somebody do it for me.
Okay, you'd have somebody do it for you. Do we have another one, Jerm?
I probably just have just one or two.
This is this or that.
Just
with Jerm Freak on the DJ New Style Show.
All right, would you rather kill a puppy or eat a puppy?
Wow. Let's kick it over to Jerm Freak first. Jerm Freak, what's your answer?
I would have to say eat.
You would eat a puppy rather than kill it?
Yes.
So how are you going to... Are you going to eat it while it's alive?
No. Obviously, it's died, passed away of natural causes.
Or it's been hit by a car. So you found a dead dog somewhere, and you have to eat that or kill a new one?
Or kill a puppy.
How long has this dog been sitting around?
That's irrelevant.
It is very relevant.
Let's just say it's freshly killed. It just got killed an hour ago.
Steam coming off it?
Yeah.
Okay, Tidbit 88, what's your answer?
I definitely pick and eat the puppy. I can't kill a little puppy.
All right, VA Messenger.
If it's a fresh kill, I'm gonna have to eat it.
Okay, now Frank, I have to ask you a little bit of a follow up here. Who's preparing the dog for me?
Who's preparing the dog for you?
Yeah, is it a world class chef
preparing?
Or am I just doing a fucking field dress on a dead dog and chewing on it?
You're eating roadkill. It's not being prepared. You're eating roadkill.
So I could go up to some neighborhood, take out a high-powered BB gun, plink, kill a dog, or I have to eat roadkill.
Exactly.
God, it's so difficult. I mean, I really don't want to have to kill a dog. I don't think I could bring myself to do it.
Now, this dog...
But in the same... It's the same. Eat chewing on what would have been someone's beloved pet. To me, is more upsetting and cruel than just one-timing somebody's new puppy. Because you didn't say how old this dog is that I'm eating.
It's a puppy.
Oh, eating the puppy? I'm killing the dog, dude. I can't fucking do it. I have to kill the dog.
All right.
That's all you got for us tonight?
I have one more.
Okay. Let's do it.
Would you if this, somebody put a gun to your head and say you have the following choice?
Okay.
You have to pick one of the two. Otherwise, this is the deal. You have to have your both arms and legs removed and be just a torso and a head, or have sexual reassignment surgery.
Wow. Okay. I'll answer first. I don't want to get fucked. I don't want to have a dick in me. So I'm going to have to say goodbye legs, goodbye arms. I'll roll where I have to go. I'll be fed. But the thing is, I have no defenses. This is too complex for me. We need to work this out. What are the pros and cons? Germ, what do you think would be...
Well, I'll tell you what. Let's not make it as drastic. What about removing one arm and one leg?
From opposite sides or the same side?
Take your choice.
Okay, if I'm going to remove one arm, one leg, it's going to be opposite sides. Otherwise, you're fucking hopping, like you're imbalanced. At least I could kind of crawl like a snake or something, I don't know. But I would definitely remove one arm, one leg, rather than, have my cock turned into a cunt.
Now, would you remove both arms and both legs?
Yeah, I think I would have to.
Okay, that's your answer. Tidbit and VA Messenger.
Which one?
Tidbit.
I think definitely I'm cutting arms and legs. When you said the first thing, I said there's no way I'm going to pick that. And then you said there's sexual reassignment. I'm definitely picking no arms and no legs.
I'm not going to get stuffed by a fucking dick, dude. I can't fathom or ever see myself having a dick plugged in me. So I'd rather lose.
Who do that.
Yeah,
people who do that want a dick in them. I do not want a dick in me.
I don't like walking that much. Put me in a fucking jazzy and let me blow into a goddamn straw to get to fucking stores or whatever.
You'd eventually get like cyber arms and legs anyway.
They have them. Jerm, this is the easiest decision as it is. The guy who invented the Segway already has fucking robot arms and legs. Okay.
VA Messenger.
All right, let me ask you. Let me qualify this. Where are my arms and legs cut off at? Knees or...
At the shoulder and at the hip.
Do you have any nubs?
All right. Do I have any nubs to connect to?
No.
Oh, boy.
All right, I'm taking no arms and no legs.
Okay.
Wait, so what... What the hell was the point of asking about the nubs?
Question for? Who cares if you got fucking nubs or not?
Nubs are a selling point, man. Oh, okay, no nubs. Fuck it. Take them anyway. I don't care. Just make sockets.
Once again, I'm not taking a fucking dick up the ass.
Oh my
God. I have to go no nubs.
Once again you're not taking a dick in the ass?
Well, the other question is a little gay, too.
Oh, okay. All right. All right, well, Jerm, I don't know if you have any more or not, but...
Well, I don't...
Jerm, answer that one?
Yeah, did you answer that?
Moving on.
No, you have to answer this! You What's have to now? Pick one. You have to pick one.
Oh, yeah, that's a tough one. I'd have to go with the limbs as well.
You wouldn't get gender reassignment surgery so that you could be with your kids and throw a football. I don't have kids. I'm not married. I can be a goddamn a brajol with a head. It doesn't fucking matter where I'm at right now. You, however, have to, maybe coach Little League or something. Or fucking, you have to do parently things. Granted, your kids would be raised with, one and a half moms. But
right.
I'll have to fucking change your fucking diaper and shit.
So you would cut your arms and legs off?
Yes.
Damning your kids to an existence of taking care of daddy.
Right.
Yeah, very good. Well, I think that we're out of time here. Do you guys have anything you'd like to say before you're rudely disconnected? Tidbit 88.
No, I don't have anything to say.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. And again, it was nice hanging out with you for a little while at least.
Yes.
Catch you on the next one. Tidbit 88. Oh, by the way, Jerm, why don't you tell him what happened with your this will be complete closure to everything that has gone on between you and Tidbit 88.
Okay.
Really quick.
Do you want to recap the story real quick, Ken?
Okay, what happened was the New Year's party at Alki's,
You drove Barb and Tidbit. Tidbit got extremely wasted because there's alcohol, so he drank it all. He fucking puked in your car on the baby seat.
Right.
The baby seat was taken out of your car. You didn't drive your car for a very, very long time. And you left it in the garage, uncleaned.
I threw it in the back of the garage.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay. So now, Germ, explain away.
Well, I'm driving in my car the other day, and I'm smelling this really foul stench in my car. And I look over my shoulder, and lo and behold, it's the car seat. It's the Tidbit car seat. Back of my car. Back of my car. Now, what's worse is that my son was in this car seat the day before. So I have Tidbit's vomit on my kid's ass, pretty much.
From New Year's. So this festering vomit from January, 3 months old. Almost, yes. Actually 4 months now.
Yes.
On your kid's ass.
Yeah. On his A's.
On his A's. So, Tidbit, I just thought you'd get some enjoyment out of that. I had to let you know that.
That's great.
Thank you very much.
Did you finally tell your wife? Did you finally tell your wife about it?
I did not.
I guess she didn't notice. She probably thought it was like, you know, his kid's vomit.
It looks like food or something that's, you know, like messed up or something, yeah. But whatever.
Old food. Thank you very much, Tidbit.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
And VA Messenger, do you have anything you'd like to say?
Why is he so worried about Tidbit's vomit when his kid probably vomits all the time?
Exactly.
Well, it's my kid's vomit, so...
It's still there vomit!
There's no getting by that. You just don't like Tidbit, do you? The saga continues! Oh, snap. Thank you very much, VA Messenger, keeping the streak alive. And Germ Freak, right. 25 shows. What do you have to say for yourself?
Let's make it another one.
Very nice. Let's make it a few more indeed.
Yeah, let's make it at least one more.
At least one more. You're listening to the DJ New Style Show as it's ending on Heroes Talk. That's heroestalk.com. Thank you, bitches.
Gentlemen.